That's a record.
And hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's Weekly Yap podcast, the Yes And podcast. I'm Travis Thomas, the host of the Weekly Yap and the creator of Live Yes And. This is episode 21. Wow, episode 21. If you are new to the Weekly Yap or you've been a longtime listener, thank you so much for tuning in. The Weekly Yap is all about sharing ideas and insights to help you live with more brilliance in your life through purpose, authenticity, and collaboration. That is why I created Live Yes And for that purpose of helping individuals, teams, and companies. And it's why I have this podcast to share this message in a bigger way. Each week, I usually have a guest on. This week, I don't have a featured guest, but I usually have a guest on sharing their extraordinary story of what they're doing in their life to face adversity, to face fear, to go through life's challenges, and how they respond to it, as I would say, with a yes and mindset. It doesn't mean necessarily they're saying a yes and mindset, but that's why we have it on. That's why I have them on, so that we can kind of talk about how is it that the different individuals from all different walks of life are able to respond to life's challenges with positivity, with purpose, with courage. And so I call it a yes and mindset. Others call it their own language, but I'd love to have them on the podcast where we can talk about that. In the last few weeks, we've had Happiness Heather talking about beating cancer and Heather's Happiness Hour. Last week, we had Brian Reekers. Brian is a gentleman who actually gets dictation from angels and shares the message that the angels are sharing with us and with the world. So if you haven't had a chance to listen to those podcasts, give them a listen. And in future weeks, I'm excited to have retired Navy SEAL Captain Tom Chaby is going to be a guest on an upcoming weekly Yap. So very excited about that. This week's Yap is all about your what is not your why. Again, talking a little bit more about purpose. I know it's something that I talk a whole heck of a lot about. It's a part of the purpose for Live Yes And, but I want to get into it a little bit more today because I know it's a topic that a lot of people sort of struggle with, and hopefully I can clear that up a little bit more today. If you could not notice already, I am recording today in the Toyota Prius sound room, the filthy, filthy Toyota Prius sound room. I just dropped Trinity off for her soccer game. I'm recording this before I head back to go on the sidelines and serve my role as the performance coach for Massive Soccer. So I've got a little bit of downtime to record this episode today. And before, this is Saturday, tomorrow is Super Bowl Sunday. By the time you are listening to this, the Super Bowl has already been played. My prediction is Carolina Panthers winning this one. I'm going to go 24-17. How do you like that? 24-17 Carolina Panthers. All right, like you really care. All right, hey, quick recap from the last week. Last weekend, I was in St. Louis taking a workshop at the Educare Unlearning Institute. Educare was started by my good friend and mentor, Sandy Wilder. So check out Educare online. We were, I was participating in the Enneagram program, and Enneagram is E-N-N-E-A-G-R-A-M. And the best way to describe the Enneagram, or the best way I can describe the Enneagram, is it is this system. It's thousands of years old. It's not attached to a specific religious or spiritual affiliation. In fact, anyone from any religious, non-religious, any spiritual thought or sect can really embrace it. And what it is it is a, for lack of a better word, it helps you kind of identify one of nine personality types. And I know some of you have taken the personality test before, and those are great. But where the Enneagram goes deeper is it helps you understand your own type. It helps you understand your own type, and then it helps you understand actually how to evolve in it in a healthy way to, for me, it's a very sort of spiritual process to almost kind of tapping in deeper to our own inner spirituality. For someone who doesn't want to go the spiritual route, it's just helping you evolve into your highest expression of yourself. And so it's not just about identifying a personality type and just being stuck in it, right? I think so often that we do these personality types, and then we're like, it gives us a reason to justify why we are or why we behave the way that we behave, and this is different. This helps you identify what you are, or helping you identify what someone else is, and then how to actually raise that up into a healthier expression of yourself. It's been really, really helpful with my wife and I. She and I are two different types, how we communicate with one another, the empathy we have for how each other processes information, let alone life, and then how to respond, hot buttons, communication tips. Those are all super helpful. And then again, our three kids, I think all three of our kids are different types as well. And so they all process information in different ways. So it's really, really helpful. And so I highly recommend looking into the Enneagram more. And I highly recommend that you check out Educare for doing that. So really, really worthwhile program. I know it's going to help me in my own coaching and my own work. And then on Friday, actually on Monday of last week, I went to the Principia School in St. Louis and did a Unity workshop with the freshman class there. And hello to the freshman class. Great group of kids, young adults to work with. That was a lot of fun. Had a couple of massive soccer team trainings this week talking about the idea of teamwork. And then this past weekend, actually the weekend that I'm in right now, last night we had a Jove improv show in Jupiter. So hello to everyone who came out to the Jove show. And then tonight in West Palm, we are doing a private show for a 40th birthday party. That's right. Do you want to bring a little comedy yes and to your next private show? Be in touch. We would love to bring the yes and to your private party. Upcoming this week for Live Yes And, I'm just doing personal coaching and consulting this week, and then the Jove Improv next Saturday night, February 13th, Saturday, February 13th, the night before Valentine's Day. We are opening or reopening the Kelsey Theater in Lake Park, that's North Palm Beach, where we are going to be taking the Jove show to the Kelsey Theater at least once or twice a month. Beautiful new space, about 200 seats. A great theater space, full bar, all that good stuff, and it's going to be a great show. So hopefully anyone in the area, South Florida area, it should be a fantastic event. Would hope to see you there. Excellent. And also, every single day, I am committed to getting on Periscope, and I'm doing a daily Yes and Live, 10 to 15 minutes every morning. I'm shooting for that 9 a.m. Eastern time, but 10 to 15 minutes every morning, I'm just going to share a little inspiration or an insight of what is coming to me that day at that moment. And for those of you who don't know Periscope, it's a live broadcasting tool, and you can watch it from your phone. I broadcast from my phone. You can ask questions via kind of text messages. It's super interactive, and so I highly recommend checking me out on Periscope. Again, I'm Live Yes And. And that's every morning, so would love to see you there on Periscope. So let's get into today's podcast. The title is Your What Is Not Your Why. Your What Is Not Your Why. Now, when I talk about what, it is, what to me is more the doing. The why is your being. And many of you have probably heard the expression, we are human beings, not human doings. We need to spend less time doing and more time being. I know I've said that before. Now, there are a lot of us out there where doing is not an issue, and so we need to take more contemplative, more reflective time to really think about what we're doing instead of just being in a habit of doing. Now, there are also, it's a smaller population of people who spend a lot more time thinking than actually doing, and they could probably use a little more proactivity in getting active instead of thinking about things all the time. But I want to talk about that difference. Your why, right? Your why is your purpose. It is your mission. It is your reason for being. Now, I like to say that your why is not your what, because we often mistake our what for our why. My why is not to be a life coach or a performance coach or an improviser or a parent or a spouse. That is not my why. I bring my purpose, I bring my why into every single one of those relationships, every single one of those jobs, roles. And so you bring your purpose or your why to those things, but they are not those things. So your why is your purpose. Your what is the expression of your purpose. Does that make sense? And so no matter what you are doing, no matter where you are, your why can never be taken away from you. Your purpose can never be stripped from you because it's not attached to anything that that can be taken away. We get in trouble where we feel lost, we feel stuck, we feel pain, we feel anxiety when we make our why a what, when we make our purpose a role or a goal or a title. All of those things are temporal. All of those things are constantly changing, constantly moving. Every relationship is constantly changing. And all of those, it's not a matter of if, it is when. All of those are going to continue to change. And so if we are attaching our why to an external sort of thing, it's gonna be gone. Instead, our why is very internal. It's that heart space. It's that what inspires you. It's that what motivates you, which actually cannot be taken away. It can evolve and the language can change and it can transform, but the essence of it, the spirit of it, can never be taken away from you. So no matter where you are and no matter what you are doing, you can always show up on purpose. You can bring your purpose to everything that you do. I like to pretend I'm actually wearing a pair of sunglasses right now, but if you took the sunglasses off and I put them back on, and if I pretend the lenses through which I look through the sunglasses are my purpose, now everything that I view that is going on in front of me, everything that's going on, I am viewing through the lens of my purpose. And so how I decide and how I respond is a lot easier because I'm looking at it through the lens of my purpose. Does that make sense? Hopefully it does. It's funny. As I was thinking about this podcast today, I was sitting next to my wife and I said, okay, Hollister, if I'm going to be talking about purpose on the podcast, what would be helpful for you as I talk about purpose? And this is her quote verbatim. I want someone to tell me what mine is. Yeah. So this is a conversation my wife and I have had a lot. She struggles with the idea of purpose and actually feeling a clear sense of purpose. She understands that her what is not her why, but she still gets bogged down and her personality is just like, I just want someone to tell me, if you just tell me what my purpose is, then I'll do it. I don't have to think about it. And I'm sure there's lots of you out there who are listening who can relate to that. But, and actually having an articulated sense of purpose doesn't have to be for everybody. There are many people out there that you don't need to take the time to have an articulated sense of purpose. You're just fine doing what you're doing and you bring it naturally into what you do. In my experience, though, what I have found with the number of people that I work with is that it is still helpful to articulate because it just keeps us so in line with really what we're ultimately trying to achieve. So does everyone have to clarify it? No. Do I think that it's extremely helpful? Absolutely. And so I've got three questions for you that you can take away that's really going to help you, I think, get on the path of articulating your purpose. But before I do that, I came across this gentleman. He is amazing. His name is Michael Jr. He's a stand-up comedian. But as he does stand-up, he also travels the country, and he gives inspirational, motivational talks. You can find him on YouTube. And I came across this video, and it so perfectly describes what I mean about purpose, your what and your why, and the impact it can have on yourself and on others. So let's go ahead and give that a listen right now.
It's called How Do I Know? And a lot of times when people hear the phrase, how do I know, the next thing they say is what? How do I know what? But the key really isn't to know what. The key is to know why. Because when you know your why, you have options on what your what can be. For instance, my why is to inspire people to walk in purpose. My what is stand-up comedy. My what is writing books. My what can be going out with some friends to eat. In fact, another what that is moving me towards my why is a web series that we have out now called Break Time. So every Wednesday at 3 o'clock, you should subscribe to the channel. We do a series called Break Time on YouTube. So 3 o'clock, we drop a new episode. One episode in particular, I'm about to show you a clip to. We were in Winston-Salem. So Break Time, this is how it works. I travel the country, I do stand-up comedy, probably an hour, hour and a half at an event. And in the middle of my show, I'll just sit down and start talking to the audience. And funny just happens. Or I'll meet somebody who's really interesting. So I met this one guy, and he said that he teaches music at a school. I was like, all right, you teach music, you know, can you sing? And then I'm just going to show you the clip. Check it. So you're a musical director.
Cool. Yes, sir.
All right, so let me get a couple bars of like Amazing Grace. Can you do the first part of that? Go ahead.
Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.
Wow. That bro could sing, you know what I'm saying?
All right. Now, what you give me the version is if your uncle just got out of jail, you got shot in the back when you was a kid. I'm just saying, let me see the hood version real quick, if you know which version I'm talking about. Just see if that exists. Let me see what you got.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.
So here's the thing. The first time I asked him to sing, he knew what he was doing. The second time I asked him to sing, he knew why he was doing it. When you know your why, your what has more impact because you're walking in or towards your purpose.
So what did you think about that? I love it. I think I probably could have ended the podcast on that note, but he just nails it. I couldn't have written a script of better than what he shares, the idea of purpose and why. So I just love that. And just the difference you notice in the singer who is belting out Amazing Grace from just doing it as a thing that he knows how to do and then doing it with a sense of purpose. Fantastic. So you're asking yourself, Travis, how can I really help articulate and find and define my sense of purpose? Again, it's not about finding it. It's about uncovering what is already within. It is already inside you. It's always been inside you. So we're just taking out our brush. We're taking out our feather duster, and we're just washing away or chipping away some of the muck, some of the dirt, some of the grime that's getting in the way of us feeling it more deeply and more powerfully. The first question I love to ask is, one, what excites you and why? Think about that. What really excites you? And that's going to make you think of some what activities, some doing activities. That's fine. I want you to think about those. Which of those really excites you? But then go a step further and go, why? What is it about those activities that really excite you? And spend some time figuring that out or listening to that. And that's going to help uncover a little deeper. Again, it's deeper than the activity. If you say, I love taking yoga classes, well, why? What is it about yoga that really excites you? And it might be the peace. It might be the time you have to take care of yourself or the room for thought. All right, so you can actually bring that beyond the yoga mat, right? And so think about those things that excite you and then ask why. That's question one. Question two, when you are around or working with people, so when you're around people or working with people, what is the impact you want them to walk away with? All right, so you have an interaction with someone, you're at a party, you have a coworker, even a family member. What is the impact you want them to feel as a result of being in relation with you? Okay? What do you want them to think? Do you want them to see your compassion, your honesty, your humor, your purpose, your intensity? What do you want them to feel as a result of just being with you? That gets closer to what really drives your purpose. So that's question two. And then question three, take it a step further. And again, I kind of mentioned it in the last one. But when you look down the road a few years, if you're younger and you're thinking about your kids, and as your kids become adults and they reflect back on you, what do you want them to say the impact you had on them? I always picture my daughter, you know, getting married and reflecting back, you know, this is the kind of father my dad was. And I'll tell you right now, I got some work to do. What I would want Trinity to say about me, I absolutely have some work to do because I'm really inconsistent with how I show up with her for a lot of just, you know, ridiculous reasons. And so I've got some work to do on that front. So I'm really clear on what I would want that to look like, but I know I've got some work to do. And so when we can think about that, think about the people we care about and love most and go, huh, what's the greatest impact? What do I want them to say that the influence I had on them? Start from there. And again, that will help you get closer to your purpose. All right, so those three questions I think are great ones to sit with, to rest with, and just see what pops up. Again, please be in touch with me. Go to my website and contact me, or contact me through social media at Live Yes And on Twitter and Instagram. If you have any follow-up questions, I would love to help. And then also make sure you try out Periscope and join me every day for my daily Yes And Live. And so your what is not your why, and your why is not your what. So hopefully that's been helpful for everyone today. Thank you so much for tuning in to this week's Weekly Yap, episode 21. Have a fantastic Yes And Day, everyone.